When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello guys, hello. Yeah, welcome back to another episode. This is Nick Janser of Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, and today we're going to talk about a word, or we're going to explore and go into something called instinctual autopilot thoughts and patterns. So what is this? What is this all about, and how does that affect us, especially those who are going through some tough challenges or perceived challenges in anxiety? So let's look at kind of defining that. Instructional automatic means that it's something to do with the automatic and subconscious responding, the way we respond to things, that'll show up in certain situations that are driven, are driven by past experience of, you know, what we believe in, or just instinctual reactions. They feel like we just lost control. They take control of ourselves, and they actually move our consciousness into the automatic or default mode, which kind of kicks in without our involvement, or we get sidetracked and our consciousness gets sidetracked and our thoughts get sidetracked. And guess what happens next? It influences our behaviors and our decision making, it also affects our emotional states. Emotional states actually change automatically. Now, we know this reaction, right? We all know this, and we know these feelings. It's like, why am I doing this? But we don't dismiss this feeling, and it becomes our blindfolds. We have blindfolds or blinds. We have blind spots in life. But why do we still do it and we react to the same thing? But we dismiss the whole thing. Why do we do that? So today, that's what I thought I'd have a chat about. And also, I'm going to go and do some questions and a little bit of answers and proposals and propositions and some questions that'll kind of help us understand this topic a little bit deeper. Also, might even do a scenario. The scenario will be like, I'll imitate an interviewer and also a scriptwriter. And trying to get some storytelling just to get some differences and some examples. Again, why do we react on autopilot? And hopefully we'll go deeper and get this understanding about our past experiences. They're driven by past experience, beliefs, and our instincts. So let's see if we can kind of understand this and just feel more in control, even though sometimes our life is out of control and we don't have the control. or anxiety takes control. So we're going to go into that, highlight into anxiety takes control. So now, you know, the idea is to have an awareness so we can actually not get falling into the cracks or falling into that traps of the unconscious or the, let's face it, 95% of our consciousness is derived from our unconsciousness. So what kind of wiring do we have there? Let's go into the topic a little bit more. So instinctual autopilot can have a significant impact on anxiety levels. So when we are faced with some stressful or anxiety-inducing situations, our minds often default to this automatic response. Now, if these instincts are based on really fear, worry, negative beliefs, they can intensify our anxiety, which then contributes to a cycle of anxious thoughts and behaviors. Have you noticed? The more that you worry, the more that you fear, the more that you're not surrendering to, tends to muck up over their heads. It goes kind of spinning, just like that movie on my other podcast. If you notice anxiety taking leading control as the character, can't get off that spinny wheel, right? It's forever. If you haven't seen the movie, recommend it. Makes little things more clearer of how emotions are actually pulled. Emotional strings are pulled. So they actually say that, what's an emotional string? Anyway, so it's based on fear and worry. Now here's, and it does affect our cycle of anxious thoughts and behaviors. And we have behaved kind of weirdly, and then we kind of ask, geez, I did it again. Why can I not dismiss this reaction, but it keeps repeating? Because it's still there, and it needs to be recognized, that's why. We need to get deep into it. We need to burst that bubble of thought. What do you think? And so, let's look at an example, like, of autopilot reaction, social situation, is to assume that others are judging us or to expect rejection. This is people's social anxiety. We might feel heightened anxiety in social settings, and then all of a sudden all these automatic thoughts and responses trigger our bodies and stress response and leading to physical symptoms such as increased heart rate, sweating, tense muscles, or even there's another podcast I'd love to address, and it's about the mind, the anxiety of the mind created, for all the amygdala and the hippocampus area of the prefrontal tex of our brains, causing straight away when we're not surrendering some, causing some sort of guilt feeling or a strain around the stomach. You know that something needs to be fixed there, right? You really know it. You know we're holding back on something. We're not surrendering something. What happens if we surrender it? Many books written on, hey, just surrender your shit. Just surrender it. Holding on and, all these perceived reasons. But hey, they're your reasons. They're your stories and whatever. But anyway, tensing the muscles in our body, sweating, heart rate increases, all these symptoms. So it's important to recognize these instinctual autopilot reaction, because it plays with our minds. It's just something that happened, in our past, but they're stuck and they come out. The moment we are stimulated by something in our environment or circumstances, it is the environment that causes the stresses, like relapsing of the environment or circumstance, like a soldier coming back from war and has post-trauma. And it's the actual environment that does not allow us to change or even think of changing. So we can burst that thought bubble, and whatever method you use to do, unbelievable, things will change. Yeah, it's so important to recognize them and their impact on our anxiety, on our levels. Now, let's all, if once we become aware of our automatic thoughts and challenges and negative beliefs, we can then work towards developing more adaptive and positive responses in our life. Hey, guess what? We have a new chemical, mental chemical going on, new neuroplasticity working in our favor. Coming back to learning how to come back to a natural, stable, balanced life. Only when we don't stimulate too much from environmental circumstances and once we get rid of some of those instinctual autopilot responses and thoughts and challenging those negative beliefs, we can work towards developing our adaptive and more positive responses. Now, this could involve like practicing relaxation techniques, seeking supports from others, engaged in cognitive behavioral therapy, and lots of beautiful resources out there. I should do that in my coaching. And you're most welcome to try one-on-ones. Just get in touch with me. I'm able to do that with you. Just the ability to reframe our thoughts so anxious thought doesn't kind of influence us and develop. And the whole idea is to develop healthier coping mechanisms. So let's go with some proposition and questions for you guys. I'd like to ask you a few questions so we can fully comprehend this information and then maybe transcend and put some light to all those anxious thoughts. So let's propose that instinctual autopilot reactions can have a significant impact on anxiety levels. And so what are some of the examples of instinctual autopilot reactions? Maybe we can go into each sharing a little bit on that in this podcast. And another question, how do these reactions contribute to anxiety? Because they're never ending. They're stimulants. They're reoccurring. And every time we have this stimulants from the environment, and it stimulates the past impressions, mental impression, pictures, smells. And let's now look at another proposition. Our minds often default to automatic responses when faced with stressful or anxiety-inducing situations. Yep. So what are some common automatic responses to your anxiety, to what you're feeling? And how do these automatic responses differ from deliberate conscious responses, the ones that you are totally aware of, and the ones that you're not aware of, and then you're made aware of? And we can look at automatic responses based on fear, worry, or negative beliefs can seriously intensify anxiety all the time, right? And so, how do negative beliefs and contribute to heightened anxiety in your life? And can you provide any past examples now on how fear and worry can, exacerbate the anxiety, increase that level of anxiety, and pound and duplicate, like compounding interests? And automatic thoughts and responses trigger the body's stress responses, right? Leading to physical symptoms, stomach aches, diarrhea, you name it, tension, headaches. They trigger the body's responses, create all these unnecessary symptoms and lead us into innate cancer cells. So there, my friends, it's really good to know this sort of stuff. You must do everything you can to come to neutrality. So the question is, What are some common physical symptoms of anxiety that you might be experiencing? And how does a stress response affect our overall well-being? How does it affect you? How do you feel? Isn't it time to really get down and get down exploring ourselves a little bit more to find the real answers, the hidden answers, the subconscious hidden answers? And then once we develop awareness of automatic thoughts and challenging negative beliefs, this can really help us manage anxiety. Question is, what strategies are you using to become more aware of your automatic thoughts? Yeah. And how can negative beliefs be challenged by you and replaced with more positive ones? No matter how it feels. And that this is an idea that, can you embrace the idea of sitting into the disturbance? Can you be okay with disturbance? Love it instead of react from it? Learn that it's not easy. And engaging in relaxation techniques, and seeking support, and using cognitive behavioral therapy techniques can help develop healthier coping mechanisms. And so what are some of the effective relaxation techniques for managing anxiety? What type of, are you meditating? Are you familiar that you have mindfulness and meditation techniques, breath, to help us alleviate the heightened sense of anxiety and the pressure it causes on our body?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And how can seeking support by listening to our podcasts or by counselors or, you know, psychology, from others, you know, anyone like myself or others, be so beneficial in managing your anxiety? And if you can explain some cognitive behavioral therapy techniques used to reframe your anxious thoughts, maybe you've taken on some lessons. I think in Australia we have, you know, if someone's really, really suffering or being challenged by anxiety, life's not easy, things change. And when we see a consultant, we get through a medical cover and Australian government, we actually get help. Not sure about how other countries are coping with it, but we definitely get help. There are three. You just have to go to your GP, doctor, and he'll give you a prescription, ask you a few questions, and then you will go to the next level, and you'll be provided with a wonderful counselor, educated on traumas and also and methods of dealing, coping with anxiety. There you go. And so once we explore all these questions and propositions and everything mentioned and related to these questions, you can see that you can gain a deeper understanding of how instinctual autopilot reactions impact anxiety and what strategies can we employ to manage it effectively. And so, if we're to expand even further, like intellectual, instinctual autopilot thoughts and patterns are the subconscious of habitual responses that characters may exhibit when, anyone can exhibit when faced with certain situations, right? The automatic thoughts and patterns are often driven by our past experience and beliefs. So it becomes like automatic instinctual responses without consciously thinking through our actions. That's where we make mistakes. And these can be very deeply ingrained and can be triggered by specific stimuli or circumstances, as mentioned earlier. If we're like, it's like a character who has experienced a traumatic event in the past may have instinctual autopilot response of fear and avoidance when faced with a similar situation. Now these instinctual autopilot thoughts and patterns can manifest in various ways. They can influence character decision-making process, leading them to choose certain actions or behaviors without actively considering alternative options. It's just on response. On response. Now, you know that we've all also, you know, we've always been taught to prioritize the self-preservation, and then instinctively choose to flee from danger rather than confront it. So that could be a habit there. And they shape us, they shape the ways that someone responds to certain events and triggers, and often will lead to predictable emotional responses. Let's look at a character who has been betrayed in the past, may have an instinctual autopilot response to mistrust and become very skeptical towards others because of the way they see things. And that is a trigger, that is instinctual auto response thing that happens for folks who have been betrayed in relationships or family relationships or something like that. They have this autopilot response to mistrust, not trust, and super skeptical towards others. So, yeah, that's not a cool thing. That's a challenge for someone, right? Now, these thoughts, patterns can seriously provide consistency and depth to characters' portrayal. They showcase the internal struggles and conflicts that arise from past experiences and ingrained beliefs. And once we begin understanding the character's instinctual autopilot thoughts, like anyone, people around us, right, then we can start to create more realistic and relatable to resonate with anyone out there that we're communicating with. Also, my friends, to put this bit to end, instinctual autopilot thoughts and patterns are the subconscious or habitual responses that we can exhibit based on our past experiences, beliefs and instincts. They shape our character's decision-making process and emotional reactions, adding complexity and depth to portrayal. Okay, so yeah, I hope that's been cool. I'm gonna do a character swap. A character swap before we put this podcast, wonderful podcast, to bed. And I will play two parts. I will act out two parts. I will be the interviewer and also be the writer or the play scripter to get the message across. So I'll have two hats on. Okay, so the first one. I walk into an office and say, "Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. As a play scriptwriter, I'm interested in learning more about the concept of instinctual autopilot. What does that mean? Can you explain what it means in the context of character development, or exploring someone more deeply into their character? Oh, good morning. Absolutely. Instinctual autopilot refers to the subconscious or the habitual response that their characters exhibit in certain situations. You know, it's like a default mode that kicks in without conscious thoughts. It's automatic. And these automatic thoughts and patterns are influenced by the past experiences, beliefs, and instincts. They really add depth and complexity to the character's portrayal. Fascinating. Very fascinating. Can you provide an example of how instinctual autopilots might manifest in someone's character or character behavior, or how does that show up? Yeah, certainly. Let's imagine, this is the scriptwriter saying, certainly, let's imagine a character named Sarah. She had a traumatic experience in her past where she was attacked by a dog. Now, whenever Sarah encounters a dog, her instinctual autopilot response is to fear and avoid. She might automatically cross the street or freeze in place, just like that. Even if the dog is harmless, this response is deeply ingrained in her and driven by her past experiences. Interviewer says, oh, I see. So instinctual autopilot influences characters' decision-making process as well. Scriptwriter says, absolutely. Instinctual autopilot can greatly impact a character's decision making. Let's take another example of a character named Michael. He grew up in a rough neighborhood and learned to prioritize self-preservation above all else. So when faced with a dangerous situation, his instinctual autopilot responded to might be to flee. He has to flee rather than confront it. So he does that to protect himself. Now this is an automatic response, and this automatic response is a result of his past experience shaping his decision-making process. Interviewer says, well, that's interesting. So instinctual autopilot also affects the character's emotional reactions. Is that right? Absolutely, yes, it does. Emotional reactions are strongly influenced by the instinctual autopilot. Now, for instance, let's consider a character named Emily, who has been betrayed in the past. Her instinctual autopilot response might be to mistrust and to be skeptical of others, even if they have good intentions, but she perceives it in a different way. Her past experiences of betrayal shapes her emotional responses and affects her relationship with others. Interviewer says, oh, I see. I see how intellectual autopilot adds depth to character development. How can we effectively incorporate this concept into maybe a play or a script or someone's life? And so the scriptwriter replies, great question. To effectively incorporate instinctual autopilot into plays and scripts, writers should first understand their characters, who they're dealing with, their backgrounds and their experiences. And by dwelling into the past, and whoever you're talking to, you can identify the triggers and automatic responses that define their instinctual autopilot. What is their autopilot? And knowing this knowledge can then be used to create consistent and realistic character portrayals. Then you can understand the individual a little bit better because you have some depth into their lives. Maybe you go so deep in their lives that They won in being able to go that deep and adding complexity and reliability to their stories. You can see how they react and how they act and their behavior. Oh, thank you for sharing the insights. Understanding instinctual autopilot can certainly enhance the authenticity of characters in a play or script. You know, even life. Any final thoughts, advice to anyone who's exploring or counseling or anyone there who's family, who's they're interacting, communicating with someone, and they can see that they can see the instinctual autopilot in them. And maybe if we're to write a character or write about a novel and explore the character and the concept of that character on a deeper level. Oh yes, my pleasure, so replies the scriptwriter. It's a pleasure. My advice will be to explore the nuances of instinctual autopilot for each character, each person that you meet. Dive deep into their past experiences, beliefs and instincts to uncover the automatic thoughts and patterns that drive their behavior. What is it? And this conversation, and by doing so, you can create multi-dimensional characters, understand their characters in a multi-dimensional way that resonate with you, the audience, and bring their stories to life, and see their stories play out. That makes sense. And so the interviewer says, thank you once again for sharing your expertise on instinctual autopilot. This conversation has been super enlightening for the audience and anyone who is listening, and will surely benefit aspiring anyone like his playwriting, script writers, or anyone that is exploring into the world of psychology, into someone's mindsets, their behaviors. And so the scriptwriter writes and says, you're most welcome. I'm glad I could contribute to the discussion. Best of luck to everyone out there, all the writers, anyone listening to this. That there's an out there in crafting the memorable characteristics with instinctual autopilot. Keep exploring, guys, and honing your craft and learning more as you can. So there we go, my friends. That's basically it. I enjoyed putting that together. Hope I didn't confuse you too much, but I thought it was valid to play out that particular script there, and just going a little bit deeper, you know, how we can be messed up by understanding that instinctual autopilots and thoughts and patterns within us. We need to identify, and also what's more important is identify them in other people. People that you love, that you're in a relationship with. And I'm not saying so much to psychoanalyze, but also this affects us. We might be holding on to patterns and behaviors that do not serve us anymore. And it's time to explore these yourself and look for ways to eliminate them from your life. And with having said that, it's time to go. Thank you for listening again. And hope you come catch up to the next one. It's Nick Jens of Realistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Namaste, my friends, and blessings, and stay calm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.